from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump says he is open to talks with North Korea at the appropriate time. He had a telephone conversation with South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Wednesday and spoke about it with reporters after a cabinet meeting.
We'll see where it goes. He's very thankful for what we've done. It was so reported today that we were the ones without our attitude that would have never happened. Who knows where it leads? Hopefully it'll lead to success for the world, not just for our country, but for the world. And we'll be seeing over the next number of weeks and months what happens.
At a news conference in Seoul earlier Wednesday, President Moon credited President Trump with helping to facilitate the inter-Korean talks by increasing pressure through sanctions on the North Korean leadership. But the South Korean president said his approach, which entails reducing tensions through dialogue and engagement, differs from Trump's emphasis on pressuring the Kim Jong-un government with sanctions and the threat of military force. Senate Democrats on Wednesday warned that Russian operations to undermine democracy extend far beyond American elections, and they accused President Trump of failing to confront the threat. Ben Cardin is the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He released a report prepared by the committee's Democratic staff members that accused Russia of mounting a protracted assault on democracy at home and abroad, and the report urged a multi-pronged counter-strategy that begins with presidential leadership. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington. The Zambian Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization are beginning a cholera vaccination campaign to help stop an outbreak of the deadly disease. Latest official figures put the number of cases at more than 2,600, including 63 deaths. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Two rounds of immunizations are planned. At each stage, about 1 million people will be vaccinated against cholera. Most of those who will receive these shots live in or around the Zambian capital, Lusaka, since nearly all of the cases of this fatal disease are centered there. World Health Organization spokesman Christian Lindemeyer says the WHO has helped the government plan the campaign and has trained about 500 health and community workers how to administer the vaccine. Lindemeyer says it is critical for people to have access to treatment centers where they can easily be helped through oral rehydration or, in the more serious cases, through intravenous fluids. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In a rare admission of guilt, Myanmar's military says its security forces were responsible for the deaths of 10 Rohingya found in a mass grave in northern Rakhine State. The defense ministry said it will take action against those involved. The 10 suspected terrorists were arrested following clashes with security forces last September. The military said that security forces decided to execute them because of a lack of security and manpower at the time. President Trump is strongly criticizing the federal district judge based in California who temporarily blocked the administration from ending the program that protects against the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants. Those immigrants entered the country illegally when they were children. On Twitter, President Trump said it just shows everyone how broken and unfair the court system is. An American grand jury has indicted 27-year-old Akayed Ullah of Brooklyn, New York, on 6 counts in connection with the attempted detonation of a pipe bomb in a Manhattan subway station on December 11, 2017. The indictment charges Ullah with providing and attempting to provide material to support to the Islamic State, which has been designated as a foreign terrorist organization by the United States government. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.